I remember being a young girl, defined by words, relegated to the likes of their mere definitions, always to something, and the power of their nature would become crushing at times. You may find it funny to hear that my feet often defined me. I remember being told I was stupid, lacking intelligence, simply because of the length of my toes. How silly to believe. But young minds are funny that way. And words, they can be cruel. I remember buying shoes with my mother, a horrible experience, since I required special shoes to correct failing arches. And the choices were few. As I grew, a few twos began to appear. Too narrow. Too big. And this fear that someone would discover my failure. No, sir, I do not want sandals. No open toes, please. It was then that I learned to hide parts of me. Those things not so pleasing. And the list continued to grow. Too opinionated, so I became reticent. Too silly, I became serious. So many things. I smiled too broadly. I laughed too much. I was too friendly, too helpful, too honest. And then one day, I was gone. A sacrifice. The twos had won. And the girl staring back was no longer me. It was then I decided to set the twos free. So I laughed, maybe too loudly. I smiled, perhaps too broadly. And I bought sandals. Closing the doors to what others might think. And I stopped letting others' opinions define me. I may be too loud, too short, too honest, too heavy, too whatever. I am simply me.